How Krishna was asking Uddhava to come to Vrindavan to deliver a message to the broken-hearted Vrijavasis who were hardly able to sustain their lives in separation from Sri Krishna. At that time, Rohini Devi, Balaramji, they looked at Krishna, how can you be so cruel-hearted? The Vrijavasis, especially the gopis, they live only for you. They've given up everything for you. Their eyes are practically blind since you have left because they are continuously crying in separation from you. You have stolen their hearts and now you have left them and you will not even personally go there yourself to visit them. Rather, you are sending a messenger. Is this the way you reciprocate with those who have given their lives in your loving service? And upon hearing this, Krishna himself began to weep upon thinking of the love of the residents of Vrindavan. But he had a higher purpose, which is also explained in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, why he did not return for so many long years. In the meanwhile, he asked Uddhava, in order so that the Vrijavasis believed that he was truly a messenger of Krishna, he gave Uddhava his chariot, his beautiful yellow dhoti, his Vajayanti garland, his chadar. He was dressed like Krishna on Krishna's chariot. When he came to Vrindavan, the residents at first from a distance thought, perhaps Krishna is coming, perhaps he's returning. But they couldn't believe it. And then when they saw it was his messenger, they were simultaneously joyful that Krishna is sending something and someone to show that he still thinks about us. But at the same time, the anguish of their separation increased. Uddhava saw, when he came to Brajbhumi, that the calves were no longer interested in drinking the milk from the cows. The cows were no longer interested in eating grass. The trees were no longer able to produce fruits. Even the deers and the wild animals, they just stood motionless. And in the eyes of all of these creatures were just tears of separation from Krishna. And the residents of Vrindavan, they just stood motionless. They seemed to just be sometimes just wandering without any place to go, aimlessly. And they appeared to be growing very thin from not eating and not sleeping. And in their eyes were constant flows of tears in separation of Sri Krishna. When he visited Nanda and Yashoda, and he saw what type of love that they had for Krishna, he realized that although he was considered to be the best friend of Krishna in all of Dwarka and Mathura, he had not even a speck of love compared to the Vrijavasis. He told Nanda Maharaj that you are so fortunate. Just upon hearing the name of Krishna, you swoon in ecstatic love. And day and night, sleeplessly, you never forget Krishna. Your heart is burning with love. You are the most fortunate. Nanda Maharaj replied with tears in his eyes, my dear Uddhava, you are but a child. What do you know about good fortune? In fact, I am the least fortunate. And then he told a story that if a man has a touchstone which can produce gold from anything it touches. But he doesn't understand that that touchstone is touchstone. He thinks it's just an ordinary rock. And due to negligence, he misplaces it and loses it. That person is the most unfortunate. Better if he never had the touchstone at all than to lose it. He said, similarly, the Supreme Lord, as you are saying, Krishna, the all-attractive personality, was living in my home as my own son, but I never recognized him. How I neglected him. And now I have lost him. Therefore, Uddhava, you do not know what is good fortune. I am the least fortunate in all of creation. Because Krishna is gone. Uddhava understood that he came to Vrindavan to try to pacify the residents in their separation. But whatever he said, whatever he did, only increased the agony of their separation. But Uddhava could understand that this agony was the purest and highest ecstasy of love, because it revealed their total absorption exclusively in Krishna. And when he went to Uddhava Kyari near Nandagaon, perhaps we will go there and we will tell the story in more detail. When he met the Braja Gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani, and tried to read his message to them, he saw that they were just laying on the ground, weeping and crying. Since the time Krishna left Vrindavan, they were not even able to go back home. When he saw the love of the gopis, and when he saw the supreme most ecstatic attachment to Krishna exhibited by Srimati Radharani, he understood that this is real bhakti. This is real devotion. He was considered to be the person of the greatest devotion in Aishwarya Bhav, in Mathura, and in Dwarka. But he was aspiring to be a blade of grass in Vrindavan, thinking that that would be the greatest promotion in his devotional life, so that he could obtain the dust of the feet of the servants of the gopis on his head. So when he went back to visit with Krishna, Krishna explained to him that actually, under the excuse of sending a message, I sent you to Vrindavan. But in truth, I wanted you to experience and perceive the supreme quality of the love of the Brijabasis and the gopis. Krishna explained that the reason I do not go back is because I told them I would be back the next day, and it's been so long. Now there's still so many demons that I have to kill, the accomplices of Kamsa. There's still the battle of Kurukshetra that has to be fought. So many things he has to accomplish while he's in this world. If I go back to visit Vrindavan, if I tell them that I'm coming back in a few days, they'll never believe me again. And it'll only make things worse. If I go and they see me and then I leave again, it will only increase their excruciating form of ecstasy more. And he said, and also, they have already attained such an absorption of ecstatic love that there's no way it can go beyond what it is. Because I am always present there in my bhava expansion. I am always present there within their hearts. And they are constantly embracing me with their ecstatic love from within the hearts. So there is nothing more I can give them, even if I return. This is the nature of the love of the residents of Vrindavan. But Uddhava, I have sent you there just so that you can understand what is true bhakti, what is true love, so that you could aspire for that. So Uddhava came to this place where we are sitting right now. It is called Uddhava Kund. And he performed years and years and years of tapasya with only one meditation in mind, the prayer that I can become a blade of grass in this holy land of Brajbhumi, so that the residents can trample upon me with their lotus feet and leave the dust upon my head. That will be my supreme fortune in love. Shri Uddhava Prabhu ki
Jai!
Shri Uddhava kya Shri Uddhava Kund ki
Jai!
Shri Shri Radha Govinda ji ki
Jai!
Hitai go Premon! So, at this time, two words?
So, you saw Lila.
He told me he didn't want to speak this time.
Oh, I just said there were just the two words to say. Yosab Lila ki Maharaj ne sumadur bhav se vistrit rup se sunai ye sab nandagaon mein hua. So Uddhava kyon ye hain kyon hai? ऐसे महाराज ने बताया उद्धव जी ने प्रार्थना की कि मैं एक घास का किंका
तीन का
बनाना चाहते हूँ
तीन का
लेकिन मैं तो सीधी रास्ते में ही नहीं रहना चाहते क्योंकि जब ये सब गोपियां पगली हो जाते हैं तो इधर उधर पथ पे जाते हैं सो मैं एक थिन घर बनाना चाहती हूँ ये इधर उधर के पथ पे
ऑन द हिदर एंड थिदर रोड्स When gopis become mad, they will not go on the straight road. They will just run here and there and here and there. So I want to be on the here and there path. When then their madness of fame, then that dust will come on my head. Or, to, ye sab raniya, jo Arjun Dwarka se le aaye, wo bahut biraha se peedit thi. लेकिन किसी ने बताया कि उद्धव जी यहन है गोवर्धन के पास कुसुम सरोवर के पास अगर वो श्रीमद् भागवत आपको सुनाएंगे आपका सब बिरहा दूर हो जाएंगे सो अर्जुन और बज्रनाभ ये पूछा कि वो उद्धव जी वो तिनका के रूप में है तो वो कैसे ले आ सकते अगर आप वहां जाके और सब लोग बड़े जोर से बड़े प्रेम से संकीर्तन करेंगे हरे कृष्णा
हरे हरे हरे
व्यवस्या प्रकट हो जाएंगे और आपको श्रीमद् भागवत सुनाएंगे तो यह नाकर वो बहुत प्रेम से बहुत जोर से संकीर्तन किया
हरे कृष्णा हरे राम
उद्धव महाराज प्रकट हो गए और 30 दिन तक श्रीमद् भागवत सुनाए अर्जुन और बज्रनाभ सब रानियों को और क्योंकि श्रीमद् भागवत तो कृष्ण का अभिन्न है So unke sare biraha dur ho gaye. So abhi hum log hamare biraha nahi lekin thoda thakna hai. Lekin kyunki ye to Uddhava kund hai jahan Uddhav ye sushital katha Srimad Bhagavat ka sushital wo to biraha agni mein tha. और उद्धव कुंड उसको विशेष लक्ष्य है कि सुशीतल है इस कुंड में जाकर आपका सारे दुख और थकना सब दूर हो जाएंगे सभी सब लोग सब आदमी लोग ये बाएं हाथ में और सब स्त्री लोग ये दाएं हाथ में आप सब लोग इस कुंड में जाके आपके सब थकना दूर करेंगे This, in American literature, we talk about some character named Ponce de Leon, who went looking for the fountain of youth. I don't know how to say all this in Hindi, so I'll say it in English. Anyway, he never found it, but they're all here in Braj. As soon as you touch this water, you will immediately become child. You will see all the devotees just become immediately children, splashing and playing, having wonderful time. So without waiting any further, everybody, all the men on the left side, all the women on the right side, we can all jump in this kund and get rid of all of our tiredness of this whole. You will immediately become completely rejuvenated. Hidai Gopran!
Your two words are similar to the 2 inches of rope that Mother Jashoda was trying to bind Krishna. You were explaining this yesterday.
Yes.
Your two words have no end. It's like those 2 inches.
So anyway, we should jump in the front.
After taking nice bath, prasad is here, so we'll take prasad here. And we shouldn't take too long. I don't want to rush you, but Radha Kund is about 2.5 kilometers, and we want to be there when it's still light before it's dark. So everyone have nice bath before it's dark. So everyone have nice bath and take nice prasad.